Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Y'all ready to be history?
It's started.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
To the Pro Audio Suite.
These guys are professional. They're motivated.
Thanks to Tribooth, the best vocal booth for home or on the road voice recording. And Austrian Audio, making passion heard. Introducing Robert Marshall from Source Elements and Someone Audio Post, Chicago. Darren Robbo Robertson from Voodoo Radio Imaging, Sydney. Tech to the VO Stars, George the Tech Whittam from LA. And me, Andrew Peters, voiceover talent and home studio guy.
Line up, ladies!
Here we go.
And welcome to another Pro Audio Suite. Thanks to Tribooth. Don't forget the code TRIPAP200 to get $200 off your purchase. And Austrian Audio, making passion heard. Now, talk about hearing things. I don't know whether you're going to hear much residual noise in the files we're about to play, but while I was away, of course, I was still working and had to record in some pretty tricky environments. And normally when I get back, I just play the files just to check and, you know, when I'm back in the studio, just have a proper listen to what I've been recording. And I thought, just for the hell of it, I'll send the files to you guys, one that was recorded here and one that was recorded in a closet in Rome, using the same interface, microphone, laptop, but just the environment was different. And I just wanted to get some feedback from you.
So what was your mic in while you were away? What were you using?
The mic was a 41.6 into an SSL 2 and then straight into the laptop. And I didn't take the Tribooth because there were four of us and it was we needed all the space we could have in our suitcases. Mm-hmm. So I actually took Harlan's Portabooth Pro.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're using.
Well, it's a bit hard to trip around Europe with a with a Tribooth, let's be honest.
If I was in one place, it would have been fine. But because we're going from one city to another in different locations. Yeah, and we're on the move. Yeah, it was a pain to take. Anything was too big.
Well, George, you're the DJ of the day.
All right, well, looks like I've queued it up. So we have three takes in one location and three takes in the other location. Yeah. And I've tried to gain match them by Luff's normalization to minus 23. So that shouldn't be influenced too much by levels. So, well, here we go.
Make your rent money work harder for you. Put it towards a home loan. Fixed for 1 year from 3.99%. Start paying your own mortgage, not your landlord's. Fixed home loans for 3 years from 4.24%. Move from renting to buying with a home loan. Fixed for 5 years at 4.49%. Starting the 23rd of June, enjoy direct flights from Sharjah to Antalya in Turkey. Starting the 23rd of June, enjoy direct flights from Sharjah to Antalya in Turkey. Starting the 23rd of June, enjoy direct flights from Sharjah to Antalya in Turkey.
So they're both obviously very usable. They definitely have a different tonality, which is an interesting task to try to match them. And that I actually do have clients send me audio from the road and saying, can you make me an EQ to match my home studio?
Oh, God.
Which is it's challenging. It's a challenging thing to do sometimes when they're too far apart. But
there's so many nuances, though. There's rooms, you know, there's things that the room does to it, and there's proximity to the mic, and it's not just EQ. That's the thing, right?
Well, I have a lot better luck when it's something like the Tribooth where the room reverb is almost completely dead, you know? Then I have some brightness or some muddiness or whatever to balance.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the Tribooth sounds better than the home studio.
Sometimes, because at home
they're in, say, a whisper room. It's a 4x4 and it's not acoustically tuned. It's boxy. And then they're in the Tribooth and it's not boxy. And it's like, oh, this sounds better.
Yeah.
So, what's the takeaway from this?
Well, I reckon the first one is the away one, I would guess. Mm-hmm. And the second one is the in the studio.
That's what
one.
I think.
Well, if you listen carefully, you probably, you can hear anyway that there's quite a bit of noise in the background. I mean,
there's a level difference even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look, I mean, I sort of said this before we started recording. I think both are infinitely usable. There's nothing fatally wrong with the location one at all. And obviously the studio one, well, it's your home studio. I don't know too many home studios that could top it. So there's not going to be any issues there, no matter what you're recording on, really, as long as you're sensible about it. So, I liked them both.
I think it's a good experiment, though, because, like you said, it's the same signal path, but it's a great thing for people to hear how dramatically the acoustical environment will change the sound of the recording.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And it's difficult. And because, I was on the move, so I was going from one place to another to another. So that was only one location, and each location was
different,
completely different from the the others.
Yeah. Yep.
So it was a constant, so like, how am I going to make this one work? I think the one in Rome was probably the easiest because there was a walk-in closet that I could set up in. And I also, there was like a comforter that was folded up, and I just dangled that across like an ironing board and a ladder and stuff like that on one wall. So at least I had one wall to the side of me that was had something on it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think helped.
But, I mean, the interesting observation I would make is we've just had to move house yet again. Both Tanae's home studios have been in a walk-in wardrobe at the old place. We had one and we've got one here. So same rig, pretty much the same sized walk-in wardrobes, but just a little bit of a different layout. You know, they're only small nuances, but I can still hear the difference between those two rooms when I'm listening to stuff that she's done since we've been here. So it doesn't take a lot in terms of the size of the room to change what you're actually getting.
Well, I mean, it's not just the mic and the size of the room. It's also the location of the mic in that room.
Yes.
Because there are these nodes, that build up in different dimensions. And like you could move that microphone over 4 or 5 inches to one side or the other, or front to back or whatever, and the sound will change in the same room.
Yeah.
So, it's challenging to get two spaces to match perfectly if you don't match all the aspects.
Yeah. And it's interesting, like I said before we started recording, I mean, a lot of people have pretty rudimentary setups at home, which are pretty well the same as what I take on the road, I guess.
Right.
And it's difficult.
Well, soon you're going to be taking something different.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Sure will.
No excuses then.
Yeah.
But you made a good point, though, George, before we started recording. You should share that.
Oh, well, travel voiceover kits have been, they've been on people's minds every spring. You hear a lot of people asking about it and I need to upgrade my kit, or I need to get a kit, or this and that. And what I'd like to remind folks is that recording on the road of a professional quality voiceover track that's going to go to finish, doing that remotely out of the studio or out of the home is a difficult thing. I call it the black belt of recording, because you have to not only be able to be as good at doing what you do at home while traveling, right? So no matter what the distractions are, the weird environment, the weird time of day, whatever it is, you have to do that same performance or match something. And then you add, of course, now the technical side of it, the acoustical variations, the noise floor changes. Really, unless you know your client extremely well and you know exactly what they will, let's just say this way, tolerate.
Except.
You can't do this. You can't make that judgment call. It's definitely not for somebody who's, dare I say, in the first 4 or 5 years of their voiceover career that you would be doing this.
I would agree. I would totally agree.
I don't know about 5 years. I would say the first 2 years. It really is not about how many years. It's more about how many sessions you pull and what variety of things you do. Yeah. But
if you're only doing a session or two a week, I would kind of think 3 or 4 years, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not that I'm discouraging you from doing it, but it is definitely, don't haul a lot of gear with you and think you're going to just keep right on working. It's not easy. Like, if you're going to really, really have to record, and it's very rarely going to come up, at least have a handle on some place to go do that recording,
mm-hmm.
at the very least.
I would also think maybe practice. I mean, AP, you, before you go away, you're always mucking around with setups and what you're going to take with you and sending any files.
You're testing things and you're getting us to hear your audio and is this going to work and how's this? And absolutely.
And the thing is, you really don't know what you're going to end up, where you're going to end up setting up. That's the thing. It's, I mean, you can look at photographs of the place you're renting or whatever and try and work out from a photo, but that doesn't work. I mean, it's when you get to the actual place and you start wandering about trying to find somewhere that's going to work, and also taking into account that you're not the only person there. There's going to be like there's the whole family there, so you're kind of working around them as well.
That's right.
It's tricky.
You know, I've offered a service on my website for a long time, which is like a travel support. So like if you know you're traveling and you know you're going to need someone to bounce things off of, tech support things, check things, whatever, to have somebody at the ready, it's the whole idea of the service, right? So, you know, some people do actually have our services on a contract where we see them every month or talk to them or see them every 3 months, whatever. But, you know, this is a sort of on-demand service contract where you can get it for a week, you know?
Yeah, nice.
And it's not, I don't get many people take me up on it, maybe once or twice a year, honestly. But, you know, it's a huge peace of mind to have somebody to talk to, test things out. Andrew has Robbo, you know, and those guys are buds and Robbo backs them up. But a lot of people don't have that and you really need that.
True.
That confidence.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Didn't Steve used to do the kits, the VO kits?
Absolutely, out? Our pal, my pal Steve Nafshin, who's retired now, but he had kits that we built, and they were called, I called them VO2Go kits, but he would rent them out, and, you know, he was literally listening to every session to make sure it sounded the way it was supposed to sound, because he was doing a bridge or... You know, or even recording occasionally. I mean, he'd have somebody with connecting up and just like, can you record me, Steve, and send the files? And Steve would do it. So he knew what was getting sent out and knew that it was going to work for that client.
So, AP, here's a question for you, considering that I've never had to think about setting up a VO booth while I'm away on holidays. Is it worth considering, if you're going, is it worth considering throwing stuff in your bag if you've got room that you think you might need? Like, if you've got a good blanket that you think, that'll work well? Or do you just take pot luck on what's there when you get to the other end?
Well, it depends. If I'm traveling, if it's domestic, well, within Australia, and... I'm going somewhere warm, so I don't need so many clothes.
Yes.
Then I'd take the tri booth with me.
Yeah, right.
Because I find that so much more comfortable to work in the tri booth. But like this trip was, long.
But doesn't it also just kill the room better? Because it covers the whole back of the mic. It's not just a half shell, it's a full shell.
Yeah, I've done some, you know, sort of comparisons when I've got back, just A-Bing with stuff from here and stuff in the tri booth, and you know, it's pretty hard to pick. Yeah. In fact, it was one of my clients in Dubai who I said, you know, how's this file sounding that I was sending to him, and he said, I can't even hear the difference. But then again, he does process before he even starts to edit, so
yeah, he's got a baseline amount of processing he's putting on. He's not listening to the audio and sort of. Analytical level,
in its
but that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know the client. The client knows you. You know the quality they need, and you have a rapport with that client. So that's what you want as an actor, to have that open communication with the client.
Sometimes the processing will make it worse. Like if you put enough compression on something, it's going to pull the room out of it even more.
Yeah.
Like
it's
an old trick with drums. If you want them to sound boomy and roomy, you just like.
Compress the crap out of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Compression really brings up room tone, noise floor.
Yeah.
That's for sure. That's a good experiment. That was cool to listen to how that was going to work in context with your home studio.
And don't judge my reads. They were pretty shit, but I was away.
Well, that was fun.
Is it over?
The Pro Audio Suite,
with thanks to Tribooth
and Austrian Audio, recorded using Source Connect, edited by Andrew Peters, and mixed by Voodoo Radio Imaging,
with tech support from George the Tech Whittam.
Don't forget to subscribe to the show and join in the conversation on our Facebook group. To leave a comment, suggest a topic, or just say g'day, drop us a note at our website,
theproaudiosuite.com.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.